This week we started this new sugya about the prohibition about going to secular courts. We said that it's probably an issur d'oraisa. Most poskim hold it's an issur d'oraisa. The pasuk says you should judge lifnei hem in front of Jewish judges who have smicha, below lifnei hadyotos, below lifnei umas ha'olam. You judge before Jewish judges and not before non-Jewish judges. That seems to be an issur d'oraisa. The way we worked it out is two issues involved. There's the issue of the chilul Hashem, that people, if someone would leave, decide to not go to a Jewish court and to go to a secular court, that's a chilul Hashem. He's saying, I don't care what Torah says, I don't care what Hashem says. That was the medrash we brought down. And the second issue was there's a problem of gzeila. If you go to a secular court and the secular court tells you a certain verdict, and according to halacha, you weren't allowed to get that amount of money. That money that you have, one penny more is gezel. It's a theft that you have, and you're a thief. Because of that, we said that you'd be possible to daven for the tzibur, you'd be possible to edus, couldn't count as a minion. A lot of bad things happen from taking money that doesn't belong to you. So there's two issues. An issue of you can't take some money that doesn't belong to you, and even if the two people would be mochel ahead of time, we agree that we'll go to a secular court, and if it comes out different, then halach would be, we'll be mochel each other. And so you saw the chilul Hashem aspect of people going to a secular court rather than a court run by Torah and halacha. Those are the two issues we spoke about last week. This week we'll talk about, practically speaking, it doesn't always work out, because sometimes you have a case that doesn't involve another ben Torah. You have two b'nei Torah talking about it. Certainly they'll go to a rav, they'll go to Gayonim, they won't go to a secular court. But what happens if you're involved in a dispute with someone who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs or someone who's not Jewish? So what are the rules then? Let's all discuss tonight what are the rules regarding he's not going to go to a ben Torah. What do you do in a case like that? So it really would be a problem, except for a mysterious Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzadi Beis on the Beis. The Gemara says like this: Omer le Rabba le Rabba Bar Mari. Rabba said to Rabba Bar Mari, Menoha mil sedamri inchi. From where do we know this thing that people say? Kares chamrach below onach. If you called your friend and he didn't answer you, Remei guder Rabba shedebe. You could lift up a big wall and throw it at him. How do you know that there's such a principle? Amar lei, so Rabba Bar Mori answered to Rabba. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Yan tiharticha v'lo toharta mitum asech lo sitari od. Because I tried to cleanse you, but you did not want to be cleansed, you're never going to be cleansed from your tuma. Right, that's the Gemara. I mean, what's the Gemara talking about? It's Machlokas Hashanah, what it's talking about. The Rush learns like this. I have the put it into the translation. Kariz, how do we know this thing? Kariz chabrach lo anach. If your friend called you to a din Torah and you did not go, you refused to go to a din Torah, how do I know that you could lift up a large wall, which is a secular court, and throw that at him? So from here we have a pasuk. I try to cleanse you by you going to a Torah court. You decided not to, so you're going to end up with a non-Jewish court. The lesson of the Rush, I have on the handout, Mikan Pasuk Rav Paltoi. From here, Rav Paltoi Gon Paskin, Reuven Sheyesh L'Tviya Al Shimon. If Reuven has a claim on Shimon, Remesarev Lavoim Oladin, and Shimon refuses to come with Reuven to Adin Torah, Sharushoi L'Havia L'Arkoz Shal Nachrim, Reuven is allowed to bring him to a secular court, Kei L'Hotzi Ashalemi Tachas Yado, to take back his property from Shimon's hands. That's the halacha of the Rush. It's passing the Shulchan Aruch, and it's hard to see how you know that from the Gemara, but the Rapatoi go and passing that way, and that's the halacha. Now the Mordechai says a little bit more. The Mordechai says, "Hod Amar v'Perikam Megarish." Right? How can you do this? There's a Gemara we learned last week, and Gittin, the Nevelilith Negoyim, it says you can only go in front of Jewish judges and not in front of non-Jewish judges. That's talking where you're able to force him to go to within Yisrael. But if you can't force him, then you have no choice. So then this halacha that we learned last week doesn't apply. Omnam matzasi b'shem Rav Meir. I found the name of the Rami Rutenberg. De'im mutter l'hachriach b'dei goyim. You can't just stop forcing to go to the Goyish Accord. El im ken yatiru beisin harashi hakal. You first have to get a heter from a bezdin or from the head of the kehila, and then you have permission to go to the non-Jewish court, to the secular court. Now, pashas, it's a machlokas. It seems that the Mordechai is saying, and the Rosh is saying, that if you have someone who refuses to go to Din Torah, so then go to Arkos Shalgoyim. It's a hetcher to go to Arkos Shalgoyim. Just in Mordechai says, but then I found that the Rabbeinu Meir holds that get Rishos first. Right, that you should get Rishos first. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you do need the Rishos, so we'll talk about this soon. Shulchan Aruch Sifdei is the next halacha after we learned last week. Right, halacha Aleph, Sif Aleph was that you can't go to a non-Jewish court. Sifdei says, Hoysa Yagoyim, Tzikifa, if it was a time when the secular government was strong. Uvaldino Alam, and your litigant, your disputant is powerful. Ve'eno yochel hatzimim menu b'dinei Yisrael, and you won't be able to save your money through going to a Jewish court. Yit ve'eno v'dayone Yisrael tchila, first go to the dayone Yisrael, like the Mordechai concluded. Imo ratza lovo, and then if he doesn't want to come, note the Rishos mi-Bezdin, get Rishos from the Bezdin, u'matzo b'dinei goyim, miyad baldino, and you could save your money through the non-Jewish courts from your dispute. And the Ramah says the same thing, because the Dabka Shein Rosh Elias Tais Din, it's only talking where your disputant won't listen to a Din Torah, v'lavochi osir lebezin l'harshus lotin l'negoyim. The Bezin can't just say, look, you know, we have a lot of cases over here, why don't you just go to the secular court, they'll judge it, same thing we will. It's, they don't, can't give you permission. They're only giving you permission in this case where the one of the disputants refuses to come to a Din Torah, he's misarev, the way we call it nowadays, he's misarev to come to a Din Torah, so in that case, the Bezin can give you Rishos, but otherwise the Bezin will not give Rishos to go, can't give Rishos to go to our Kohos Shal Goyim. I say that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's that. We're going to talk about that. Right. Well, that's a big problem. You know, you're going to the thing, who says you're right? Right, so that we'll have to see. That's going to be a big issue. Just see a couple more Gemaras to fortify this halacha that the Rishonim, Achronim, they bring down the beginning of the Gemara that we spoke about last week, and Gittin says like this. The Mishnah says, get ma'usa. If there was a get that was made by force, so be Yisrael kosher. If a Jewish court forced the husband to give the get, it's kosher. The get's valid. But if it was a non-Jewish court that forced this man to give the get, puzzle is puzzle, right? That's the whole problem with the get laws. You can't have a non-Jewish court force someone to give a get. But if it's a court of non-Jews, chov to know so, they can beat them up, and tell them, asei ma sheisal omer l'chol, do what the Jewish court tells you to do. Right, so that's another mikar over here, where they're not listening to the Jewish court. You can send them to the Arkos, and ask them to force him to come to your court, to the Jewish court. That's something that's kosher. And finally, there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah. We'll see more about this more later, but this is also this lashon matzil b'dinei goyim. What's this lashon of matzil, to save your money? That's comes from this lashon of Brayton of Avodah Zarah. Hochan li'orich avi kechavim. You're allowed to go to a fair, a sale of non-Jews. V'lochemihem behema avodim mishvachus batim sardes krom. You can buy whatever you want from them: animals, slaves, fields, vineyards. Because of amal bar kol shalahen, you can write them up and record them in courts. Because if you don't go to their court and you just wait till you get to a Jewish court, it won't help you. So that's a halacha. When there's matzim yadim, there's no choice of going to the Jewish court. There's a heter to go to the non-Jewish court. That's the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. So this is just an outline of of what we have so far. So we have to understand why there is such a hetzer. The Kli Chemda Yesa Kasha, if there's an Isser Doraisa about going to a non-Jewish Gorbi, then it's Lefneyim, below Lefneyodei Kilchavim, it's an Isser Doraisa. So how can we say, well, to save your money, you know, so it's mutter. It's mutter to save money. When you're dealing with, especially Mrs. Sasei, so to give up all your money, not to give the bottle of Mrs. Sasei, over here we're saying, because you might lose $100, you're allowed to take him to a secular court. How could there be such a hetter? So there's two main mahalchim among the achronim to understand this hetter. And they come out with a big nafkumina. The Parshat Pshat, if you read the Rosh, you read the, especially if you read the beginning of the Mordechai says, that which we said in Perakam HaGarish, Lefneim, Lefnei Goyim, right? That's talking where you can force them to go to within yourself. Right, the Torah is saying, Eilam Ishpatim, Asher Tosim Lefneim, these are the laws that you place in front of them, in front of Jewish Dayanim, Jewish judges. Don't go in front of non-Jewish judges. What happens if you can't go to Jewish judges? What happens if your disputant won't go there? Your litigant won't go to the Jewish court. So then, the Mordechai says, that's the halacha, doesn't apply. Because there's no choice. Lifnayim, that mitzvah applies when there's a choice. When you can go to a Jewish court, go there and don't go in front of non-Jewish judges. But if there's no choice, there's supposed to be no Jewish court around. If there'd be no Jewish court around, so then, Pashtas, the Mordechai is saying, you could go to a secular court. Right? That's one reason. The other reason, the Chassam Sofer says, the reason isn't like that. He says the reason is, you're not being mevatel lefneim v'lo lefnei l'mos ha'olam. Because when you go, we said you have to get rishus. When you go to get rishus from the Beis Din to go to our kosh, or going to go to a non-Jewish court, so you're doing what Lefneim said. You're doing what the judges said. You went to the Jewish court, and they said, look, we can't do anything with him. Go to the secular court. Maybe they can do something. So you're, by listening to their order, by getting rishus from them first, by being subservient to what the Jewish court says, you haven't... You fulfilled Lefneim v'lo Lefneim of the Chachavim. Right? The Nachmanim between the Tzaras is according to the Mordechai, the simple reading of the Mordechai. That's the way it seems the Yamshel Shalom understands it, that the mitzvah doesn't apply. The mitzvah applies only in a case where there's a choice, where you have a Jewish court to go to, where the litigant won't go to a Jewish court, he's powerful, he doesn't want to go, so then you have no choice, you're not violating any prohibition by going to a non-Jewish court. The Chassam Sofer says, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of going to the Jewish court, even though you're going to the secular court, because since you got rishos first to go to the Jewish court, that which you're going to the secular court is following their order, so you are complying with the name, you're doing with Nayim, so there's no problem. Now, based on that, there's two reasons why you will need to get rishos. According to the Chassam Sofer, why are you getting rishos to go to the non-Jewish court, to the secular court? That's because you want to make sure you're in compliance with Lefneihem. By asking rishos from the Jewish court, you're now complying with Lefneihem. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa to get rishos from the Jewish court to go to the secular court, because otherwise you'll be violating Lefneihem below Lefneihem de Kochavim. According to the simple reading of the Mordechai, so there, the Erev Shai says, the Yamshel Shlomo says, why do you ask Rishus? You're asking Rishus, it's a Takanas Chachamim. It's really Mekar Din, you don't need to ask Rishus, you could go without Rishus. The only reason why, yes, you could go to Rishus, Lashon of Chassam Sofer, Lashon of the Erev Shai is, Rak Takanuhu Shenoga Bevati Dinim Shebi Yisrael Shlo Lodin Bedinei Umas Olam Belon and Tiyos Rishus. It's a Takana that they made, that you don't send anyone, you can't go to a secular court without asking Rishus first. Right, that's the Lashon of Erev Shai. You could think of reasons for that Takana, because otherwise you'll say, well, you know, I think he's going to refuse to go. He would go to a Din Torah, but you think he won't, so you go immediately to a secular court. This way we say, no, first go to the Jewish court. They'll tell you, they'll send a hazmana, they'll see if he wants to really come. Maybe he'll surprise you, maybe he'll come. So that's a takana. You have to first ask Rishus, and then you could go to the secular court. But it's a difference in the two reasons. Once again, according to the Chassam Sofer, you need to go to, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to go, because you can't go to the secular court unless you're like, unless it's becoming the shlichus of the Jewish court. You have to be going with their Rishus, so that way you're doing with Nehem when you're going to the secular court. According to Mordechai, Yamshel Shlomo, Arach Shai, when he understands it, You don't have any chiyuv d'oraisa right to go to the Jewish court, but your disputant won't go. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa at all for you to have to go there. The only thing is, we made a takana that you should ask Rishus first. Right? And that's what seems to be muskum by most poskim. Some want to say that if you read the Rush doesn't say a word about asking Rishus. And the beginning of the Mordechai also doesn't say a word about asking Rishus. Knesset Abdullah wants to say that the Rush holds you don't need Rishus. But the Maitre says, Shulchan Aruch paskins you need Rishus, the Ramaz Mashi you need Rishus. So we're just going to go with the simple understanding of most poskim, if not all poskim after these earlier poskim, that you can't go to the secular court without asking Rishus. What the Rishus for? That depends on why you have a hetzer to go to the secular court. Either it's because to make you a shliach of the Jewish court, and that's why you're going to the secular court, a derisadic reason, or you're going, you're just asking Rishus as a takana they made, the chamir a takana. They didn't want people just going straight to the secular court. They want you to come to the Jewish court first, to ask Rishus first, and that's the halacha. The two svaras for the halacha. Now, what happens? We're talking about a case where he's someone who's normally shomer mitzvahs and generally shomer mitzvahs, shomer Torah, and here's one little problem he has. He's nervous about going to a din Torah. He's nesari. What happens if the person isn't Jewish at all? You're disputant. Or what happens if he's a mummer? He doesn't keep Torah at all. Right? Does the same halacha apply? So in relation to a non-Jew, you would think that, you know, you'd have a case with a non-Jew, what's a svar, you should take him to a din Torah. But the truth is, the Tajbeit, our Chumishvah have been here, they both hold that l'chachiva, for you to go and say, I'm going to take even a non-Jew, I'm summoning you to a secular court, that's also a chilul Hashem. I'm Jewish, and I have Torah. I know there's such a thing as Torah and mitzvahs and dinei Torah. And for me to go to take a non-Jew to a secular court, that's also a chilul Hashem. And even the Medrash that we brought last week even says it beferish that if you have a case with even a non-Jew, lechachila, this lashon of the Aruch Mishpat is lechachila mitzvah lomer lenachri sheyelech lebeis and shalanu. There's a lechachila mitzvah to say, you know, let's go in Torah. In lo yov, if he doesn't want to, then ozlech imo binadim, then he could go to a secular court. I don't think that's the minig. The Tashbeit says as a simple halach. He also says mikra din. You should. It does make sense that you should go to a Jewish court first. But his lashon is mashalochem hayom im hagoyim laarkos. That which we are go today, mesami is without asking rishos. We go straight to secular courts if we have a case with a non-Jew. Who kidei lahatzel miyodam? That is gemara in Avodah Zarah. We said that it's a zefirish gemara in Avodah Zarah. At least the way we're learning it. Rashi is different over there, but the way these poskim learn, they learned that when it says you're going to we're translating it as court. Some learn it's just it's not really a court, but these poskim learn it's a court, and you can go there in order to be matzah miyadam. So same thing, you can take this non-Jew to their courts in order to be matzah miyadam. Right, so that's the case of someone who is not Jewish at all. How about if he's someone who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs at all? Like Baba Nasina Rabim, there's some case you have, a customer, a worker, a contractor, someone you have dealings with who happens to be Jewish but has no idea of Torah and mitzvahs. So the B'chash of the Kesef Kedoshim says over here, Kula, he says that if there's an Umdana, it is a good assumption to say that he won't go to the, he won't go to a Din Torah. So he says, you can take him to our calls because of that, based on that assumption. That's what the Kesef Kadashim says. The Meshiv Dor, this Kuntris that comes from Beis and Arayu from Ansi, he wants to say interesting svara. He wants to say that this might be dependent on this machlok, as we said in the beginning, to take someone who doesn't keep any mitzvahs to a din Torah. What's the reason we said you have to get Rishus from a Bezin first? Right? Certainly, you can go get rishus from the Beis Din and take them. Our question is, do you have to go bother going to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din has to give hasmona to this contractor who doesn't know a word of Hebrew, or doesn't know a thing about anything, but when I say no Arabim, he doesn't know anything about Torah Mitzvot, so you have to go through that whole tircha and time to do that, or can you just take him straight to a Din Torah like you can by a non-Jew? So this whoever was writing in this country wants to say it's totally in the two reasons of why you have to normally ask permission from a Beis Din. If you say, like a Chacham Sofer, that it's a Chiyuv D'oraisa, it's Min HaTorah, you have to ask permission from a Beis Din to go to this secular court, because by doing that you're now following the Beis Din's directives, you consider their shliach, and it's considered lifneiim because they told you to go. So then this shouldn't make a difference whether he's a regular Ben Torah who happens to have a bad streak about Batidinim, or someone who has no shaychus to mitzvahs at all, or he's a mumer. This shouldn't make any difference at all. For you to be able to go to that secular court, you need to get rishos from Beis Din first. Doesn't matter who your litigant is, you have to get rishos first. If you hold, the reason you need permission isn't because it's a deraisa and you have to be the shliach of that Beis Din Yisrael to go. If you hold that really, there's no, according to Torah law, there's no prohibition about going to a secular court now because this guy will not go to a Din Torah. If you hold the deraisa, like the Mordechai seemed to say, there's no problem of the name, it doesn't apply here because your litigant won't go to a Din Torah. Why do you have to ask for shows? That's a takana the Chachamim made. They shouldn't just make like hefker. All of a sudden, you always be going to secular courts without asking for shows. So he wants to suggest that might only be in a case where you're talking about two people that are shomei Torah and mitzvahs in general. It's a bit of era when one doesn't want to go to a Din Torah, but he knows about it. He's in the parasha. He just refuses to go to a Din Torah. He's called a rasha meir Torah, meir yad de Torah. So like we said last week. But in general, he keeps the mitzvah. So that's what we said, before you take him to secular court, get rishos. But if someone who's a complete mumer, has no shaychus at all to Torah, doesn't have these clues to what Torah is, so it could be over there, Tavkonis Chachamim wouldn't apply, and maybe you could just go straight to the secular court. That's what he wants to say, maybe this would be totally in that. L'maisa, what should you do? Diane Weiss says in the Minchas Yitzchak, Halach L'maisi says you should ask Rishos in all cases. And whatever you're doing, you should always ask advice, you should always get Rishos, you should go to the Torah, because you'll see, I'm not sure if we'll talk about it, because even if you want to say, even when you say it's mutter to go without Rishos, go without Rishos, we'll rely on those poskim. There's a big nafkamina in Halacha, and that is if you ever want to collect expenses later, that you want to say, look, I had all these expenses, I had to take you to a secular court, I want you to reimburse me not only for the case that you lost, but also for my expenses. So the halacha is, you only can get reimbursed for expenses if you had rishus from Beis Din to go to a secular court. If you didn't have rishus from Beis Din, if they didn't give you permission, even though you might have had a right to go there, you don't get reimbursed for expenses. So, stam, it's good advice to ask rishus first, because that way you'll have a good chance of getting compensated for it. The law, huh?
The secular court gives you expenses.
What do you mean?
Most courts require that attorney's fees are included in the verdict. So
yeah, but if you're not allowed to take them, so then
you're not allowed to take them.
I'm saying if I'll feed in, you're not allowed to have them, so I'm not sure if you can take them, because then you'll be a goslin.
It's not part of the
no, we're talking. We'll see in the next section we talk about tonight, but we're talking about this diyun that you have with him. You hired him to fix your house, he did a rotten job, you have to pay him or not. So they, Paskin, like a Beis Din was Paskin, it's a lousy job, just pay him for whatever he did, and you don't have to pay him anything else. That's you have a right to get, but it costs extra because he went to a Din Torah rather than going to a Din Torah. That's not part of the case. What gives you the right to get those expenses? That's only, you're only entitled to those if you get rishus from Beis Din, but not if you don't. Right, that's the parasha. I don't know if we'll go into that. It's like a detail. But that would be one reason to ask Mishra, to make sure he has Mishra. And it's done. Like I'm saying, it's always good when you're dealing with these Chosh and Mishra things. It doesn't pay to get involved with things without getting advice before you get into trouble. Okay, I just want to say one more nafkamina, based on what we're saying, another possible nafkamina, and what the reason you need Mishra for. And that would be, and the post can talk about, I'm not going to give a whole share about it because it's not so nogan nowadays, but the post can talk, what happens if you're in a place where there's no dayonim, there's no bati dinim? Right, nowadays it doesn't apply because every place has it. If you don't have it, you could do something with the internet and your telephone or motorway. You can do something to get dayonim somehow. You know, there are airplanes. It's probably not applicable nowadays. But suppose in the olden days, you're in a place, you're in an island with someone, and you have a fight with him, and there's no dayanim around, and you can't write anyone, there's nothing to do. So the Chukas Chaim of Chaim Kalashi has a whole machlokas about it, but Pashas, I think I saw someone say it, but it should also be totally, I don't have it in the handout, it should also be totally in this machlokas, because what's the reason you have to ask Rishos? If the reason you have to ask Rishos is because midaraisa, you still have to go to a Jewish court in all cases. You can never lifnei below lifnei umasolim. You can never go before a secular court. The only reason you can do it is because when you ask rishus from the Jewish court, they are now giving you the rishus, and you're carrying out their shlichus by going to the non-Jewish court, to the secular court. So if there's no Jewish court to get rishus from, you still have an iser lifnei lo lifnei avdei chalim. It could be you'll still be awesome. You just have to swallow the loss, because there's a Chilul Hashem by going to a non-Jewish court. But if you hold that the whole Issur of Lifnei V'lo Lifnei Umas Olam applies only when there's a choice, like we said, it's when you're involved in, your litigant is willing to go to a Jewish court, that's where that halacha applies. But just like we said, when the litigant refuses to go, whole halacha goes off. There's no lifnei. That mitzvah doesn't apply in a case where he doesn't want to go. So the same thing will certainly apply where there's no lifnei around in within miles. If there's no lifnei, there's no bati dinim in the country, so then that mitzvah doesn't apply. So you can go to a secular court by itself. Depending on the way you understand the heter, that should also have impact on what you do in such a situation where there's no dayanim around. Okay, so that's the theory. The theory is, even though we learned last week, that you can't go to Dayone Umos HaOlam, it's a Chilul Hashem, Meirim Torah, Meirim Yad B'Torah Smosha. If your litigant is Misarev, he refuses to go, or he's an Alam, he's a powerful person, Pashas, they have the same halacha, even though Knesset Gedolah wants to say there's a difference, but Pashas, whatever it is, your litigant refuses to go to a Din Torah, in that case you have a right to take him to secular court. But also, once again, the Pashas ask Rishos from the Bezdin first, and this Rishos should come from a Bezdin, not just come from a Rav. The Rav will say, you have to ask the Bezdin. So that's the normal procedure. Now, we've all only spoken now about the Chil Hashem part, but how about the other part that we spoke about last week? And that is, if you go to a secular court and they award you money that you don't deserve on Pi Torah, that's gezel, that's theft. You're not allowed to take a penny that doesn't belong to you. And if this contractor only owes you $100 and the Bezdin awards you $500, that extra $400 is theft in your hands. So how can we work around that problem? There's, we say, okay, it's no Chilul Hashem because it's Lefneiim, we're doing the Shlichus of the Bezdin, but how can they send you to a secular court where the din might not come out right? So because of this, in the Sivus HaMishpat, says over here, the Nira, the Mari, this whole halacha we're talking, he's going on this halacha over here, the Nira, the Mari, ba'ofen she'yadua ha'chov le'dayoni Yisrael. So this whole shir we're talking about is only in a case where the Dayoni Yisrael know as a clear fact that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. How do they know? Kikon b'mil v'shtar. I forgot who I just said, but Reuven has a shtar that says Shimon has to pay me $1,000. Ukiyote. In a case like that, and Shimon could be saying, yeah, I owe him the money, but I'm not paying him. I'm sorry, I don't have the money, and I'm not going to do a Din Torah, I don't care. Right? That's when, the Nesiva says, that's when the Bezdin has the right to say, look, we know he owes you $1,000. We don't have the power to force him to come to the Dintara because right now we're in a secular world. So there, the Bezin has the right to send him to our coast to make sure that justice is served. But if it's something where there's no, where they don't know, the Milva Peh, if it's like just an oral loan, that there's no proof. There, the Dayan Yisrael can't give this litigant Rishus to go to a secular court and get his money. Who says he owes him all that money? The only thing the Bezin has at his disposal is to put him in Chayrim until he comes to a Din Torah. Right, that's the Nesivus, and that's what he paskins. Many poskim agree with him. He's the only one on the daf that says anything about this. He says this whole sugya on Shulchan Aruch is talking in a case where you know that the Beis Din knows that Reuven really owes him the money. He just Reuven's refusing to come to the Din Torah. So that's when the Beis Din can send Shimon, give Shimon the Rishus to go take Reuven to a secular court to get the money that he owes him. Right, which is really the lashon that we saw in the Rishonim. Right, the Rapatoi going, he said, Shavishoi lahavil arkos anachrim kei lachotzi as shalomi tachas yado. You can send him to the arkos or the nachrim to take your money back. We know it's your money, and we can't get it from you, so we'll send you over there to get your money back. Right, that's it. Seems when they talk about it, that seems what they're talking about. That we know that he owes the money. We can't get it out. That's the lesson. That it's kamatzami yadam. Right, you can go to our cause, the Gemara Nabar Zohar, because it's like saving it from them, saving your money from there. How do we know you're saving money? Maybe you're stealing. Right, we know that this money is deservedly yours. We don't have the power as a Bezin to force him to pay you. But what we'll do is we can give you a shush to go to a secular court to get that money that he owes you. That does seem to be the pashtus of the Raya from Gittin, even from Abba Rezar and Gittin also, the whole case of the Gittin Mu'usa. We know he has to give a get. In that case, we can have the secular court force him to say, Asay Mashi Sor Omelach, do what the Jewish court says you should do. Right? That seems the pashtus of the halacha, and we can sympathize with the Nesivus' position. It seems to be the pashut pshat in the halacha. However, almost everyone disagrees with him. The first we have is the Erech Shai. He brings the Nesivus and he says like this, right, the Nesivus said, put him in Chayrim. So Erech Shai says, Im Kain, Ata De'im Lan Rishus L'Shamis. Okay, but nowadays we can't put people in Chayrim. Yochel Hala V'Chadi. So this person really owes, Shimon really owes Reuven money. And we can't prove it. So we're just going to, so Shimon's powerful, so he's just going to eat Reuven's money and be happy. You're going to ruin all business. When you're ever dealing with partnerships with Iskah and businesses, the Minayin Yedo Abezin, how will Abezin know who's right in such cases? You'll say, well, hear what Reuven has to say and figure it, base it on that. We're going to learn in future weeks that you're not allowed to hear the words of one litigant when the other's not around. So what are you going to do? So he says, it seems that you should be able to. He brings a Direi Gaonim who writes from Ksav Yad Shel Godol Echad, who also is Masnigol in Nesivus. And then the Erech Chaim wants to say, maybe the Nesivus himself doesn't argue. The Efsher, Gama HaNesivus, Lo Sogar HaDerech B'mnei HaToveya. The Nesivus didn't close the door completely in front of this claimant. Rak Ein HaBezin Yichon Litein Rishot. All the Nesivus says is, the Shulchan Aruch says the Bezin gives Rishot to the litigant to go to a secular court. And the Nesivus says that the Bezin is not sure who's right, then they can't give him Rishot to go to the secular court. But they don't say it's also to do. So it could be that what the Nesivus means, we can't give you Rishus. All we can say is that, you know, our hands are tied, we can't do anything over here. If you want to go, go. And what's the nakamina if we give you Rishus or you go on your own? He says, like we said before, nakamina lin shayna tzarech hanitva l'achzalah ha'otzos. In that case, since the Bezin didn't give Rishus, you won't be able to get your expenses back from the nitva, even if he's proven wrong, because you went without rishos. So that's the Erech Shai's conclusion. Baruch HaShulchan says also, he says in the Sivitz, you're making things hard for us right now. He says that, try to put in Mechayim, the different Eitzos, if that doesn't work, he says, even though the Erech Shai said don't do it, but he says, get the information from the one litigant, from that Baldin, try to be Mavira what you're able from just one side of the story, and if he seems to be reasonable, he tells you, and he takes you to the house, and he shows you how he didn't do this right, and he didn't do that right, and it seems like he's making sense, and he shows you the paperwork, even though you didn't hear the other side, which you should be, to Paskin Ashayla, but since he's not coming, so in that case, you have the right to tell him to go to the Din Torah, to the secular court, because we did the best we can, and therefore you'll go. I might be wrong, he says, we don't want to have his lashon kasher. Also, Kenya Yosalo, like he did, he doesn't want to come to the Jewish court, that's what we'll do to him. Shaloshi Choti Nitzko, we don't want to get gain by being a chote, so we would give a shus to go to the court in that case. So I mean, the satyrim are a little different. The Erech Shai is saying, well, at least according to the Sivas, you can go, but we're not going giving you a shus, so you won't get your expenses back. Baruch HaShulchan says, we'll talk about that in a second. Baruch HaShulchan is saying that, okay, even though normally we don't listen to one side but the other, but you know, you can't have a chote niska over here, so we'll listen to your side even though he's not around. Lamaisa Din Rebina says, Suya Da'ama Adli Basar Ifcha, he brings the Nesivas and he says, most poskim hold not like the Nesivas. We do give a shus to elect the Baldin, take this misari to the non-secular courts. The Imlokin Lashachus Chai, they won't be able to live. You have a crook and he'll steal money, he'll swindle and you have no proof and he won't come to Din Torah and you can't take him to secular court because your hands are tied. So Imabina also says that the minute is to be not with the Nesivas and go to the secular court. Now, what happened to this problem? If Alpi Dinei Torah, you aren't owed that much money, how can you go to the secular court and you might get more money than you are deserving of? Well, the first Eitzah is, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, so, you know, you can always ask a Shaila. You know, go to a Rav or to a Beis Din and say, look, this is what happened in the court. You know, tell him what happened afterwards. In the court, he gave this and this evidence, and, you know, I think he's wrong, and the court held he was wrong. How much do I really deserve in such a case? Right? They might possibly, we hold Grum as us, but you're not high to pay him. Gami, you have to pay him. I don't know what the rules are in secular courts, right? But once you have the findings, once it's clear, the facts are hopefully clarify through the secular court, then you could go ask a Shaila and find out, did you do right? Are you allowed to keep all the money you were awarded from that secular court? That would be the pashas what to do. However, you see in the top, you know, I have one line from Chubas Rama, which is taken out of context, but the postman do bring it, and he says a lashon that when the Beis Din is giving you a shus to go to the secular court, it's like a din of hefker Beis Din hefker. Even though up to din Torah, you shouldn't be deserving of this award, but this person is crooked, he's not coming to a din Torah, so we have the right to be mafker his mamon, we have a right to take money away from him, and we'll make him chayv to pay for all the expenses, any damage that comes from it, and we have that power. So that could be an underlying theme. I mean, now that would only work if you're getting rishus from a real Beis Din. If you hold, you can get rishus from just a Rav or someone like that, that wouldn't help. You have your Beis Din hefker has to be a real Beis Din, maybe even a Beis Din kavua, to have that right. So that might be one way out, and they're also, as always, ask a Shaila if you're involved in such a case. When you get the rishus from the Beis Din, you'll ask them, can you keep all the money that you get, or do we have to come back to you? Right, that will be an issue. It's certainly a machlokus, the Nesivas and the other poskim. According to the Nesivas, we don't even let you go because of such a reason, unless we're sure that you're deserving of that money. The others say, we'll let you go, but we'll try to be mevarer the best we can, or you'll go without our rishus. But it seems they would agree that you should still be mevarer. We just have this shuvas remah that some folks can bring down, that there's a sin of hefker bezen hefker. How far that goes, I don't know. There might be a way out to not have to go through all the every penny because of this shuvas remah. Not everyone brings it. I'm not sure how far it goes. So summing up, we see from the sugya in Bava Kama that Agadita, the way the Rosh understands it, Gemara Gittin, Gemara Avodah Zarah, that this Isser Lefneyem, Velo Lefney, of the Kochavim applies when it's possible. Well, we had two ways of learning it, according to the Mordechai. The whole Isser doesn't apply when your litigant won't go through it in Torah. However, you should ask Rishus because of Takanas Chacham, ask Rishus before you go anyway. According to Chassam Sofer, you are fulfilling the mitzvah, you're in compliance with the mitzvah because the Bezdin gave you Rishus to go. You're doing what they said. So you are in compliance with that mitzvah. So that's why you have to ask Rishus. So those are the two ways that we have this heter to go. And that would apply to someone who refuses to go within Torah, and someone who doesn't know anything about Dinei Torah at all, someone who's not Jewish. There we said the Pashtus is you only have to ask a Bezdin, because there's an Umdana that, that's more than Umdana. He's not going to go, so that, therefore, most Muslim, you don't even have to ask for Shus for a Bezdin, but again, ask a Shus just to make sure. With someone who's a mummer who doesn't know anything about any mitzvahs, he refuses to do any mitzvahs, so there we saw it's a machlokas. Diane Weiss said there you should ask for Shus, that's what he said Allah Lamaisa is. And then we had this machlokas, how can you take money that's not yours? So there, the question is, if you're right, you can't go unless you're sure it's yours. The other postman said you can go, as we try to advise as much as we can. Can you keep extra money at the end? That is subject to this Shuvas Ramah, whether you can keep that money at the end. Next week we'll talk about, I think this is what we'll talk about, what's called a din, what's called litigation. Are there any cases where you can go to arbitration where it's not really litigation? It's a shaila. I know they have a shaila by diamond bourses. They have someone there who settles disputes, or certain neighborhood associations. The neighbor has some judge there that settles disputes. How far does halacha go? That was, we'll talk about next week.